Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels live radio show. Did you know we're number one out there for hospitality professionals? People don't even know that, right? But I'm here to tell you that, we're number one. Or I'm number one. Not we're. I'm number one. So you can tell how the show is going to be today. If I start off cracking jokes already, do you know it's going to be filled with a lot of humor, if you will. But anyway, we have Cheryl Rogers here. In case you did not know that, well, it says it on her backdrop there. So this is Miss Cheryl Rogers. Of course, I'll get into the formal introduction in a couple minutes because we got to expedite this program today, because I've been told that, you know, I'm long-winded. I go over my time, and then now there's a show that's right after mine, so I got to cut it off like at 1:50. So I can't just be out here just throwing in a lot of fluff now. So I have to really get to the meat of what's going on. So that's what I'm going to do. But thank you, Cheryl, for being here. We're going to jump into it with you in a couple of minutes. But I want to thank everyone for joining the show. We're all about connecting people and collaboration. That's what Russell of Hotels is all about. That's what On Air with Russell of Hotels is all about. Today's November 17th, which is Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday, just in case you did not know that. And I'm doing just for the sake of, you know, keeping notes, because people out there, they want to know, I'm doing jackfruit tacos today. Okay, so I'm going to cook up some jackfruit. And the different thing I'm going to do, I'm going to throw in a little Jamaican spices. So it's going to be kind of a fusion, Jamaican fusion with Mexican. Oh, it's going to be great. Okay. It's going to be great. So today's show number 83. Who would have thought 83? No industry news today. We're going to jump into, you know, basically jump in past the industry news, but because the form of questions I'm going to ask Cheryl today are going to be industry news. So she doesn't know that yet. But they will be. In the world of LinkedIn, what is your SSI number? So I told everybody my number was 71. It was 71, okay? It's now 70. It's gone down. I'm like, what the heck am I doing? Or what am I not doing? I was trying to work to get it, you know, I wanted to be where Michelle Carlin is at 75, but now I'm only at 71. So, I mean, I'm at 70, so I've dropped 1 point. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong or whatever, but I need to jump on that. Now, Cheryl, part of your homework was to provide your number for me. So can you tell me what your SSI number is?
Drum roll, please. Well, I'm proud to say, especially since you just shared what your score is, mine is actually 73.
Really?
Yes.
I don't believe it. After the show, we're going to have to do a Zoom call just so I can see this, because I'm not believing
it. Absolutely.
That. Okay, so yours is 73. Mine's a 70 now. And for people that don't know what that is, it's SSI stands for Social selling index. It basically takes your LinkedIn rankings and kind of compiles them into four different categories. One being establishing your professional brand, finding the right people, meaning you're linked up with the right people or connected with the right people. Engage with insights, meaning if people are posting things and you're posting along with them, or you're making comments that make sense or that are appropriate with that particular posting, I guess. Obviously, I'm not doing that because that's where I'm losing ground. And then building relationships, which I'm at the top. You can't get any higher where I am, right? But obviously, I'm not doing well on other things. So the finding the right people and the engaging in insights, that's where I need work on. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to jump on that. I thought I was working on it, but anyway. Oh, man. So I really, now I'm really bummed out now that Cheryl has a 73. But anyway, obviously Cheryl's doing something. I don't know what, but she's doing something correctly. So, but no, that's good. I mean, it's a measuring tool, measuring stick for your brand, your professional brand. And Cheryl, I know she's been working on her professional brand. What she launched a podcast and all that kind of stuff, which I'm going to get into in a couple minutes. But obviously it's doing something good. So whatever you're doing, Cheryl, continue to do it. And like I said, after the show, I need to see what exactly the heck you're doing, because I'm obviously doing something wrong. Is your hotel open? I ask this every week. Is your hotel open? Did you go back to work? If you did, we need some postings out there. You need to, you know, create some FOMO. What does FOMO stand for, Cheryl?
Fear of missing out.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That I didn't know.
Don't give up on me. Don't stop now. I mean, you're doing well. Don't start messing up now. But yeah, it's hashtag fear of missing out. So when your hotel just opened, or you want to show the new rooms or whatever, you know, make sure you put a hashtag fear of missing out, because basically that's going to make people, or maybe draw people in to like, oh, I need to go check out that new hotel, or they just redid, or they reopened, or, you know, this particular person is at this new hotel, or whatever the case may be. So you always want to make sure you're creating some FOMO. That's what I say. So social media usage is up 7 minutes. I mention this every single week because I need people to know that if more people are on social media, you need to take advantage of those people being on social media. If you're a marketing person, I'm a marketing person, so I want to make sure I put things, you know, in front of people so they see it, right? So whatever that is, if I'm promoting something for another brand, a hotel brand or travel-related brand or whatever, we need to make sure we're posting more frequently, because people are spending more time. So is this part of your strategy? If you're a marketer, I'm on you, you need to make it happen. So non-meat eats, I already said that. You guys know I'm in the non-meat eats. Today is jackfruit tacos. Are you reinventing yourself? Are you swerving? Okay. Some people use the word pivot. You know, I had to pivot. You know, no. On Air with Russell Hotels, we swerve. We don't pivot. That's right. That's right. Get your swerve on if you need. So what are you doing, Cheryl? What do you swerve as well? Or what do you do?
I shift.
Okay. It's okay, Cheryl. Shift. Okay. Get your shift on there. Okay. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. So, you know, sometimes we got to invent our own future, right? So if that means, you know, coming up with a podcast or coming up with our own brand identity, like say, let's just pull this out, all about the experiences, you know, let's just say, you know, we've been working on this, we've been doing this lifestyle brand, and, you know, what else to do but to come out with it and let the world see. And that's something that Cheryl did. So she didn't wait for the future to predict her. She predicts the future. Okay, so that's what it's all about. Contact information, if you want to get a hold of me, just real quick, russell@russellofhotels.com. Twitter, Russell of Hotels. IG, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. Facebook, I have two pages, Russell L. Edmond, as well as Russell of Hotels. And my website is russellofhotels.com. We are a live show, right? Comes on at, what time is it? 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
But it becomes a podcast after, okay? Just so you know. So this is live. I can't just say, you know what? Stop. I'm done. Hey, Ronan, can you run in the back? No, I can't do that, okay? So it's a live show. So we just keep it going, right, Cheryl? If we mess up, I say the wrong thing, it's okay. All right, we just got to keep moving with the punches, rolling with the punches. you know, like that. So I'm not going to get into that. Russell Hotels Group, what do I do? Basically branding, digital marketing via social media, help you build your brand presence through postings, through videos, however. And I'm a radio show host where I interview today's hospitality professionals. And, you know, today is no exception because we have one of the top ones right here, right? We got one of I started at the top. I don't, you know, mess around with anyone else. Start at the top and work my way down. That's what I do. But collaborating, connecting with people, which I said earlier, and today's, like I said, is no exception. We're going to be collaborating, connecting with Cheryl, going to see what the heck is going on with her and her organization. How is your professional and personal brand staying relevant? These are questions I ask every week. And these are for you to answer, not for me. I'm just throwing these things out there for you and your own time. You don't have to email me the answers or anything like that. But like I said, number one, how is your professional and personal brand staying relevant? Number two, knowing what you know now, is there anything that you are doing differently? Number three, have you connected with anyone new lately? Or maybe have you reconnected with people? Because, you know, people have moved on, they lost their jobs, they've reinvented themselves. Have you reached out to those people maybe you haven't heard from since March? I don't know, but I think this is the time to do that. And when I mean reach out, pick up the phone and call people, not email, because if people have moved on, guess what? They're not going to answer their emails. So let's find out. And what has this situation taught you? You know, the whole COVID thing, you know, has it taught you maybe we shouldn't put all our eggs in one basket? Should we reinvent ourselves? Should we swerve a little more? You know what I mean? Or should we take advantage of this dead time and recreate ourselves? I mean, a lot of people have done that, including moi. There you go. Hotels. Are you selling differently? You know, with what's going on? I mean, are you still doing the same thing, trying to get the same people the same way you've been doing for eons? Well, maybe this is not maybe we need to try something new. We need to try a little different approach. Okay. So this, to think about. A quick congrats to Anthony Mancuso. You know Anthony? Yeah, right? Used to be with Visit Oakland?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Oh, okay. No, that's all right. You're over there sleeping, but that's okay. I'm here to wake you up. He's new. He just got a new position. He's now Director of Convention Sales Development with Visit El Paso. So he's now going to be in El Paso, Texas.
Is he still based here in San Diego, though? Because he was living here.
He still lives in San Diego, but he said he's starting to look for a new place in El Paso. So I think he'll be gone by the first of the year, at least by the first of the year, he'll be in El Paso. So he's a good guy. So I've known him for a little while. He's a good guy. And I just saw it on LinkedIn. It's not like I had a conversation with him, but it was on LinkedIn. No, it was on LinkedIn. It was all on LinkedIn.
I thought you just talked to him or something.
No. It was on LinkedIn. But that's the power of LinkedIn, right?
Yes.
I connected. And in fact, I typed something to his post and everything. Congrats, you know, all the best in El Paso, that kind of thing. So hopefully that helps with my number going up, right?
We'll see.
But no, congratulations to Anthony. So, because he was one of the ones, he was laid off from Visit Oakland.
Yes, from Visit Oakland.
Exactly. So I'm glad to see the people that I know that are getting jobs and moving forward. So we just need more of that to happen. So, but congratulations to Anthony for that. Let's see. Introduction of today's guest and topic, Miss Cheryl Rogers. And I always forget the MBA right there, right? I mean, she worked hard for that. So let me throw that Miss Cheryl Rogers MBA on top of that, right? Not NBA. No, she didn't play NBA. She MBA, Masters in Business Administration. Okay, there you go. So let me go through this rather lengthy intro. No, I'm joking. But be proud of this. This is good. I mean, Cheryl Rogers' career in event planning began more than 20 years ago while serving in the United States Navy. All right. So thank you for your service. I appreciate that. Spearheading retirement and enlistment ceremonies. Originally from Oakland, Cheryl was to be a mover and a shaker in the meetings and event assistant and event planner. As a corporate events manager for Solara Medical Supplies, she has taken on the challenge of creating memorable meetings and events while managing the expectations of her executive leadership team. She has executed a multitude of events in both roles, varying from corporate and charitable functions to holiday parties, national sales meetings, executive retreats, and incentive travel, ranging in size from 10 to 1,000 people. That's pretty darn good there, lady. Okay. In addition to her achievements in the corporate sector, Cheryl has established her very own lifestyle brand, quote, all about the experiences, committed to learning and connecting through her journey of discovery. She is motivated by her professional and professional experiences and has launched a podcast all about the experiences, Living Without Limits. The podcast focuses on her relationships and experiences through family, friends, partnerships, travel, health, gastronomy, that means eating, food, drinking, just in case you did not know that, events, and everything in between. Cheryl is also an active member of MPI and SITE. SITE stands for Society for Incentive Travel Excellence. And I'm sorry, MPI stands for Meeting Professionals International as well, because I know more people know MPI than they know SITE. But anyway, I cleared it up. Okay, move on. She volunteers by giving back to the industry and community through active participation and sponsored events. With more than 20 years of experience in executive assisting and event management, Cheryl calls upon a rich network of relationships with suppliers and venues to deliver exceptional experiences. She also has been recognized and named a Smart Meeting Smart Woman in Meetings 2019. She was a Rising Star recipient. And when she's not hard at work, she enjoys spending time with her husband of 26 years, who is Dom, just in case you didn't know that, and their two children. I know them, their names, but I'm not going to mention them, so it's not that important. And traveling, won't ever be mentioning the kids' names, but, you know, I know Dom, right? But traveling and entertaining at home, which I have never been invited over, but that's okay. And it says, at home, entertainment at home with close friends and family members. Well, obviously, I'm not a close friend. And I'm not a family member, but anyway, that's okay. But without further ado, welcome to the show, Miss Cheryl Rogers.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here, I think.
No, it's always good to have you on the show. Well, this is the second time you've been on the show, right?
No.
Was it?
It's the second time. I'm kidding. You should know this as the host.
I'm sorry, I had to take a drink of water. I wasn't sure if it was the second or third, okay, but...
It's actually the third.
Okay, so now you're playing games. Okay, so it's Cheryl's third time on the show. We thank you so much for joining us again. And every time you come on, you have something new to, you know, to share with us. And one thing that we had a brief conversation a couple of days ago, and because you had done some meetings, you've actually attended... and I'll let you go on and say what you attended. And my question, you know, I always question, like, you know, how were the meetings? How was everything presented? How was the new protocols and things like that? And I think that's what people need to know moving forward. You know, should they meet? Should they not meet? You know, all these kind of questions kind of circulate because, and it's no secret that the stance I took that when this whole thing happened is that I was not going anywhere until 2021. Right. So I'm still sticking to my guns. And I did say that, right?
Yes, you did.
But we know there's certain people that they can't do that. You know what I mean? There's certain people that have to be out. They have to go. They have to attend this and that. So without any further ado, I'm sorry. So if you can let us know which meetings you attended and just kind of what the overall feel was, where, I mean, did you feel safe? I mean, was it good? Was it bad? I mean, you know, without incriminating anyone.
No, of course. I've actually even hosted, I'll start off with this. I've done a very small meeting myself, an in-person meeting. It was 10 or less, and it was here in the San Diego Gas Lamp at the Andaz, and it was very well done. I have to say that, and I think you and I have had this conversation several times about,
how many, you know, high touch points there are when you're coming to a property, number one, from the time that you pull up to the valet until you walk in and you're checking in to get your room assignment and things of that, especially when you're hosting an event at a hotel or a property. So with that being said, it went without any hiccups, to be honest with you. I think we're all in a heightened state where we want to make sure that we're, you know, taking every safety precaution that's available to make sure that our attendees are safe and they feel comfortable. I think that's the most important thing, because if they don't feel comfortable, even if they do show up, they will leave. So with that being said, that meeting went very well. What I really appreciated about the check-in process was that even when you're checking in, they provided a PPE kit, which included hand sanitizers, additional mask, gloves, even a sanitizing spray, you know, if you will. Once you made your way to the room, you saw that there was a seal on the door that let you know that that room had been not only cleaned, but sanitized and disinfected. And there was at least a 24-hour period before, you know, the next guest could inhabit that space. So that was reassuring as well. It's nothing like cracking open a seal knowing that, you know, it's fresh and ready for you.
That's true.
But recently, I will say this, last month, much to some's dismay, is that I decided that I wanted to move forward with really seeing how larger events could be held and hosted, I should say, safely and with those protocols that were in place. And so I attended the Smart Meetings experience. It's a 3-day national that they hosted at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. And one thing that I can definitely say that Smart Meetings does very well, from the time that you are approved to come to one of their hosted events, you know, the communication was exemplary. Marin herself, Marin Bright, she is the CEO of Smart Meetings. She went ahead and sent out not only an email, but a video, and basically went over, you know, kind of what to expect upon arrival, and not arrival to the property, but also arrival once you touch down at the airport. And I believe that it was Access DMC that was used, you know, to do the transports or the lifts from the airport to the property, and very well done. Upon arrival, obviously there's a driver, had my name there. He walks up, everyone is masked, but he was just like, ma'am, if you need an additional mask, waters, hand sanitizers. The vehicle that I was in was a larger Suburban. So of course I was able to sit in the second row, but he told me even if I wanted to, I could go to the third row, which I was like, isn't that where the luggage is? But, you know, okay. But, you know, there was a plexiglass safety barrier there. He was masked the whole trip, and so was I. And just luxury transport, something that I can appreciate. Upon arrival to the property, you know, the Bell staff, you know, greeted you as they normally would, all masked and gloved. And what I really appreciated was in the check-in process, you know, there was social distancing in place. So you didn't have to worry about normally when you come to an event and we're all smashed on top of each other trying to, you know, figure out who's going to get to the desk first to check in at registration. I really appreciated that. And each person was assigned a bellman that stayed with you the whole time with your luggage. What they did do before taking you to your room, you know, you would go and get your badge. And, you know, of course, Marin, she always has a swag bag. In the swag bag this year, they had not only PPE, which was additional mask, hand sanitizers, wine, because, you know, it was a long trip, and things of that nature. But they also provided, it was through PC Mag, there was a wristband. And this wristband, which was rechargeable, everyone, all the attendees were encouraged to wear. And what it did was, if you got too close to someone else that has the wristband, you know, another attendee within, you know, closer than the 6 feet, it would buzz you. If you got within 3 feet of that person, it was a consistent buzzing. So that was, it was fun. It gave us something. It was a great way to, you know, condition everybody as a reminder, keep your distance. You know, we're definitely wanted to make sure that social distancing stays in place as much as possible. But the other thing was that it kept it ever present that, you know, obviously we're here to meet and do it safely. So that was really awesome. No matter where you were on property, I noted a lot of stations that had, hand sanitizers or, you know, clear signage of where restrooms were so you could practice good hygiene as far as washing your hands on a regular basis. When it came to food and beverage, I thought it was really awesome. You know, you think the Broadmoor, it's this historic, you know, property, absolutely stunning and beautiful. And they're known for, you know, having this elevated experience. And even though there were a lot of measures that were in place, that still did not change, you know. Your food was presented, obviously, it was packaged differently. And what I did love is that even though you're having the food presentation was a little different, it was all served to you. So you still had that white glove experience, if you will. So that was really a keynote that I notated, like, you know, I'm like, okay. And then when you eat the food, it wasn't just like, you know, these were salads or sandwiches or things that were slammed together. It was definitely a wonderful elevated experience. I can remember one of the lunches we had, which a lot of the, I will throw this out there, a lot of the meals that we had took place outside. And we were very fortunate. The weather was it was just beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. And even on the kind of crisp, as we got into the latter part of the afternoons or the evenings, one of the gifts that was provided in our swags were, and you may not know what this is, but a pashmina. So it was a nice little wrap that you could have, you know, to stay cozy and warm. And it's
stylish
as well. So I was very appreciative of that. One of the things, too, that really stood out to me was when we went into the ballroom for the keynote speakers, I was really taken back at how all of our seating was obviously socially distanced, but it allowed for you to still connect with people and keep that distance and, you know, see the speaker. And you didn't feel, it still felt intimate, if you will.
Okay, how many, let me just ask a quick question. How many, during the general session, how many people were at your table?
That's the thing. We did not have tables. We had, it was almost lounge chairs, if you will, which was really nice. It made for it.
Really?
Yeah, it was very nice. And to be honest with you, this part of it, I hope we never go back to those seats because it was really lovely. And each on each person had, I guess you would call it like a little table next to them that had water already there, bottled water, additional PPE, hand sanitizers. So that would keep you from having to get up and, you know, go out to where they were serving beverages or things, something that was there. So that was really nice. And it kept, you know, a good ebb and flow throughout the whole meeting, if you will. So that was very nice. And even on the one-on-one appointments, it wasn't your traditional, you sit on one side of the table, the other person sits on the other side of the table with maybe a plexiglass between you. It was actually set up. A lot of the meetings took place outside and you had the 6 feet between you with the table between you that, you know, obviously you could put PPE and any other swag or things that they were handing out, but it was very comfortable. And I like comfortable, so I was here for it. It was just a really good experience overall.
Well, that's good. Well, Gosh, I mean, it sounds great. I mean, I wish I was there. No, I don't. But no, it sounds very well put together. A lot of protocols, and I'm sure people follow the rules and things like that. And I think it's important that you know what to be expected before you even go. And you said Miranda sent out, you know, videos and things like that. So, so that makes sense. So, but then again, I would not expect it any less from Moran. Okay. Cause I attended smart meetings as well, in the past, and the programs are always top notch, you know, what everything's thought of, you know what I mean? So that's great. So, okay. So now we're leaving there, and we know you went to another, event.
I did.
Can you tell us about that one?
So I went to Marketplace, and I was on the Connect corporate track, if you will. And so just to give you a little background on that, there's Connect Faith, Connect Corporate, Connect Business Travel, every pretty association, every planner was or genre of planner was represented there, which was really, really nice. So you not only have an opportunity to meet other planners, but, you know, have that networking there. But I went, and it was in the Marriott World Center in Orlando, Florida. And we were very fortunate. The weather, for the most part, held up. There were a few sprinkles, if you will. I mean, I had to be careful of the hair. But with that being said, had a wonderful time. The protocols that were in place there, upon arrival, you know, you signed a declaration on your phone, and you had to show it visibly in order to go in. And each day you were required to get a temperature read, sign a new health declaration, and then they would give you a dot, and the dot changed every day to put on your lanyard, just to show that you had gone through that process, and there was no temperature that was detected, and you had done your declaration. And then you were allowed to go into general sessions. If there were hosted breakfasts in the morning, that also let that particular host know, or, you know, hotel partner know that you had been checked off. So that was reassuring, if you will. On the first evening, you know, there's always a reception. And so the reception was similar to what we have come to know and love about these larger events where, you know, suppliers and planners come together, but definitely socially distanced. And I don't know if you're familiar with that particular property, but it is very spacious. And so we were definitely all spaced out. Food was not allowed. You weren't allowed to just go pick up, you know, like you would at buffet style. There were servers. There were bars strategically placed throughout the reception area. There were what I called kind of the drive-by drinks. So, you know, the seltzers, the hard seltzers and things like that, they were in bins. So, you know, you could pick that up, and they had cozies for you so that you can put it in. And but I felt like even when you're considering that there were 700 people or more there for that particular program, it was done very well. They had spotters, if you will, that made sure that people, when they weren't actively eating or drinking, that they were masked and they were socially distancing themselves. And I felt like it was done very well. I know that we are in a heightened state with making sure that, you know, we're doing all that we can to, you know, keep people safe. And I think when you have numbers that large, it was really important to have those kind of boots on the ground that served as reminders to all the attendees that, yes, you need to continue to, you know, practice good hygiene and safety. They did have, which was really interesting, hand sanitizing stations that were, you know, obviously we're in fall, so, you know, that were scented.
And that was a big push. And then if you wanted to have some hand sanitizer to take with you, they had these unique little pocket things that would clip onto your belt or your purse if you're a lady. And you were able to have that. And it was pushed throughout the whole event. And I felt very comfortable in that sense. The big swag was mask. I came back with thousands of them, which is really nice because, you know, as a lady, you know, we wear our makeup and, you know, you get makeup on your mask and you, you know, go through mask a lot. And so I think I even was able to provide you with a few of those masks.
Yes, you did. So. Thank you so much. You had so many that you had to send some to me. So no, I appreciate
that. Well, I think
that.
It was really, they no, were, that was they nice. Were pointed and I love that they had a message to them as well. It wasn't just about the branding, if you will. For instance, for the Black Lives Matter, acquired one of the masks for Black Lives Matter or the LGBTQIA, then what would happen is you would receive a $10 donation that would go to that cause, which I thought was absolutely a wonderful way to snatch up as many masks as I could. So I did that.
Yes. Well, good. Now, one thing I didn't ask. How many people were at Smart Meetings?
Smart Meetings, I think it was just under 200 between suppliers, staff, and planners. Okay. And so you wouldn't have really realized that, but it because we were obviously so socially spaced. But there was just is either at 200 or just under 200.
Okay. Now the World Center is a huge complex, I recall.
Humongous.
Right?
Yes.
Now was Connect the only program going on at that time?
No, there were several other. I noted, because that was one of the things that I did note, I noted that there were about five other larger programs. And what I really appreciated about that is that directionally, even though you knew there were other groups that were there, we didn't really intermingle, if you will. And I love that they had spotters and people that kept the flow going where you didn't have a lot of cross-contamination. One of the things I do want to mention too is that, like I mentioned, I was on the corporate track. So they would split the track. So I think there was a total of six or eight tracks. And so there were four that had a morning session. So their meetings, their one-on-one appointments started in the morning. I think it was around 8:30 and they went until noon. And then they were able to have lunch. And then, you know, there was that lunch, I think it was about an hour and a half where, you know, both tracks had lunch. And then I was always in the afternoon. So that the later tracks would happen and then go into the meetings. But what I did like is that they did have their keynotes so that you didn't have to miss a keynote if you were on the morning track or the afternoon track. You were able to still catch those and have, there were great presenters and education opportunities. And of course, they had the expo floor where you, which I thought they did really well with keeping everybody distance. And what they did do, like, I think this is the new way to do meetings. Everyone had lounge chairs to sit in. And they were doing the keynote presentations. Everybody wore headphones, so you were able to hear it. So the presenter was speaking, which was really cool.
Wow, interesting. Okay. Well, we're on with Cheryl Rogers. She is Corporate Events Manager with Solara Medical Supplies, actually based in San Diego. And we're talking about her experiences with having meetings. Now, everyone knows that I had been against, not necessarily having meetings, but against me attending meetings, right? So you know, if it's up to me, and I'll, you know, this is me, this is my disclaimer. You know, if I was single, if I was no one to come home to, you know what? I probably would be at some of these meetings, but because I have somewhat of responsibility, so I choose not to attend any meetings outside of where I am, correct? So Now, with that being said, with you gone, you've gone to two different meetings in two different destinations, beautiful destinations, I might add, beautiful locations. And this goes from a, there's a survey going on with North Star meetings. And this was something I just saw right before the meeting and did my survey and what I thought about the meetings or whatever. And some of the questions that came up were, you know, should we be having meetings at this point? I mean, that's the question. And it's probably pretty much 50-50. Some people are saying, no, we shouldn't be having meetings. And some people are saying, yeah, sure, of course. You know, as long as we're doing it, you know, we're following the protocols and things like that. But we all know that some people don't follow the protocols. But based on what you've seen, based on your two experiences, and if you only had one experience, I don't think you could come up with a good, you know, idea of what you, you know, a good summation of it. But you've been to two different ones. So based on what you've seen, do you think we should be continuing with meetings and knowing that there's some heightened stuff, heightened numbers that are going on now, specifically in San Diego County? So what do you think?
Thank you for bringing that up. You are correct. San Diego County is currently in the most restrictive tier, if you will, which is purple. And things are being shut down and people are, you know, asked to go ahead and quarantine themselves and adhere to those safety, health and safety protocols. And this may be a bit of a reach, but I liken it to pretty much like how after 9/11, when, you know, obviously the travel industry was shut down for a time, and then gradually we brought it back up, and it was with, you know, different protocols in place and safety measures. And so much like that, I recognize that, and I've coined this term BC before COVID, things will never go back to BC. But what I do see is that now that we recognize, you know, how the transmission of this disease happens and or virus happens, I should say, we are making sure that people are, you know, following certain protocols, which, let's face it, you should have been washing your hands anyway. So that's just a reminder, please wash your hands, wear your mask. And it's not only for, you know, others' protection, but your own. I feel like, yes, we can meet as long as we're following certain safety protocols. I will say this, that from the Smart Meetings meeting that I attended, there were no cases whatsoever. I want to say it was about a week after Connect, we did receive an email that there were three people that tested positive out of the 700 that were there. And just kind of based on the timeline, I'm almost just the little bit that I know about COVID contact tracing, they probably had it before they came. And not necessarily that they acquired it there, not that it makes it any better. You know, you hope that no one else was exposed, and I haven't heard any other updates in regards to that. So in the grand scheme of things, that's a low number, but you just have to realize that moving forward, this is something that's going to be ever present to some degree. And so, I mean, even we will start meeting in 2019. And so sure that people understand with whether it's social distancing or enforcing the use of masks and, you know, just minimizing environmental risk, like, you know, keeping things clean and sanitized and making sure that meeting spaces are ventilated. I mean, I feel, and I think you and I even talked about this, that when folks start meeting again, it will likely be at destinations or resorts that, you know, there's minimal contact where you have to worry about, you know, people being in the same elevator. You know, I noted when I was in Orlando that families could be, if they were in their bubble, all in the jammed into an elevator. But if there were other people, you know, that were attendees, they were asked to, you know, no more than four people, and you were literally at the corners and were, you know, not trying to breathe in or out. But
eventually we have to get back to meeting. And because I don't think I can do, no offense, I don't think I can do too many more of these Zooms and get on, but there's something to be valued about meeting people in person and having those connections and building those bonds and relationships with, you know, people that you will be partnering with. So my hope is that this will be a trend that will continue safely.
What a great answer. I can appreciate that. And I definitely think that, like you said, we have to eventually get back to not where we were, but we have to get back to meeting. And I mean, just like we go to the store, we weren't going to the stores, you know, for a while. Right. But now if we follow the protocols, we can go in and shop and everything. As long as you're following the protocols, you can do it. So what's to say that you cannot take that same thing that you've been doing and go to a meeting and follow the same protocols? But you're only as strong as the last person that's not going to follow the protocol, though. And that's the unfortunate thing, where some people are still thinking this is a hoax and this is not true and all this stuff. So you're dealing with some people that don't believe the hype, so to speak. So, and like I said, you're only as good as the last person or the weakest person, if you will. So, but no, I appreciate that. I do understand. And yeah, of course, eventually, yeah, next year, like I said, my thing was, let's see how this all plays out. Let's see what the protocols are. And then I'll make my own assessment when I get to 2021 and see which meetings that I think I should attend and which not. And it depends on it depends on my client. Okay. If the client is interested in certain things, then of course I have to do what my client is looking for. Right. So of course, so my client wasn't having any meetings in 2020 towards the end of the year. So, so if there are no clients,
but I will say this, you should not travel shame people who decide to go out there and bring back all of this important information about what's happening out there. Please do not travel shame.
Travel shame. Oh my goodness. Okay. Is it called travel shame?
It's a real thing.
Okay. Yes. Well, I apologize for if you felt travel shamed, but I just, okay. All right. And we know that you're not going to stop. We know that you're not going to stop traveling anyway. So we know that. We knew that from the start. I was surprised that it took so long for you to start, you know, resuming your travel, but that's another story for another time. But are you planning, you know, we only have a couple minutes left because I got to be out by 1:50, but do you have any meetings? Have you planned any meetings lately? I mean, meetings with, you know, away from San Diego. Yeah. Okay. Very good. So yeah. You're back, yes. Back and, to planning as well.
Back to planning as well. And let me just throw this out there real quick. And this is to all of my fellow meeting planners. Instead of canceling your events, and I know that right now things are still very fluid, postpone it, reschedule it. Don't cancel it. Don't cancel it. We gotta rebound at some point. And it may be that it's for much further to make sure that our industry is coming back and we come back stronger than before. And, you know, I think about all of my supplier partners that I have. And like you started off saying, pick up the phone and check on them. And, you know, let them know that you still have that business. And it may not be for right now, but it will be for later.
That's one thing about Cheryl. She is very aware of what's going on, very conscientious when it comes to that kind of thing. So she does pick up the phone and call people. And I know that for a fact. So I do thank you for that. I just wish more planners were like that. But I'm not trying to planner shame, but a lot. Sometimes we don't pick up the phone and see how our counterparts or our colleagues are doing. And I think we need to do more of that, especially in the midst of what's going on today. So, but that's it. I mean, I only got 1 minute left. So I want to thank you, Cheryl, so much for being on the show. And it was kind of last minute that you're on the show, but I think the information is very timely and is stuff that we needed to hear. And then my hats off to Marin with Smart Meetings as well as Connect, because they're setting a trend for everyone else to follow. They're setting those protocols that work. So if you're on the fence, contact the people with Connect or contact Marin and see how to get over that fence, because obviously they have and they're moving forward with it. So, and that's what we need. So without anything else, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell Fotels live radio show. We're on every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. So you guys take care. Have a great week. Taco Tuesday somewhere, you know, have something vegan, if you will. You don't have to have meat all the time. Try something vegan, right, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Anyway,
right.
Take care. Take care. You guys take care. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.